Hey, this is Samantha Crane, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Eagle Scouts, Just Lie Down, a groovy track for your listening pleasure today on Gynome. Welcome back to The Conversation. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and I have a little bit more time to get caught up with Justin Woodmansey. Justin, we've had a great discussion on Only Momentary and the history of the band and your journey thus far. I'm excited for what is on the horizon and where you're going to take your art now. What do you have planned? What's going on?
Right now, we're just kind of focusing on writing new material because we've got a lot of ideas and we've been playing around with them. And especially with the new bass player, Alex, after Nick, he moved away to pursue a different job down in PA. And that's where his girlfriend was living. And he was sick of driving down there, every weekend or every other weekend. It was a long drive. And it was a mutual decision for us both. Obviously, there's no hard feelings. We still hang out all the time. And he's still in all the conversations. But with the new bass player, Alex, we're just now weaving him into the writing process. Because obviously, Nick had wrote and recorded with us on Only Momentary. So his bass parts are all over the album, the ones he wrote and the ones he recorded. So now we have Alex, and he's bringing a whole kind of a new dimension to the writing style. He's bringing new ideas to the table. So we're just kind of slowly integrating that into our writing process. So I think going forward, we just want to, play some shows and keep it simple and just write some more tunes.
Nice. Any more plans to hit the road right now, or are you going to focus more on the songwriting part?
We really wanted to. We were playing with that idea and getting into that kind of that process a little bit. Maybe do a couple weekend runs, but man, it's a lot of work to plan like an EP release show and get the EP mastered and get all the stuff made, get the shirts made. So kind of fell to the wayside. We would have liked to have been hitting the road sometime around now, right on the heels of the album release, and it just never came to fruition. We had people in like Cleveland and Philly and Pittsburgh that were going to help us out, but there's always next time. There's always spring and something like that. We'll get out there again, but not anytime super soon.
Yeah, most definitely. And, there is one more thing that I wanted to bring up as well. As I've been following you along on this journey, I remember you studied film. You've even done some music videos for La Mantra. Are you going to have any more opportunities? Are you looking for ways to integrate these two passions together again?
Yes, actually. We're working on let me preface it a little bit. Remember Billy Mays?
Yeah.
I'm kind of coming at you from left field here, but you remember him. You remember those real bad infomercials in the early 2000s?
They're awesome.
We grew up watching them late at night, whatever. we're working on one of those right now for the album. It's turning out pretty good. We had a little studio set up, and we had our friend, because me and Jonah, our drummer, we worked together at Fisher-Price. We're on the audiovisual team, and our coworker there, Dan is his name. He's got a real good personality for that. Yeah. He was able to play the part of a greasy, sleazy salesman kind of guy. So he's playing the part of like a Billy Mays type, trying to sell people the tapes and the CDs. So that'll be coming out soon.
Ooh.
Hey. So we're a little bit of that.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I can't wait for that as well. And you've heard me talking a little bit about it. Listeners have heard me talking about the Turtle Island Tunes and the Full Moon Radio project that I'm working on. Little skits and things like that would absolutely be perfect for what I'm hoping to put together for listening on that. I look at it as a way to have a lot of fun. So Justin, I hope we can stay in touch and really bring our minds together to do some fun, not just for the indigenous community, but to just do fun for the sake of fun, right?
Well, Brett, I'm always phone call away. I'd love to meet up with you and help out the community, and like you said, beyond that, in any way I can. I'd love to get involved down there again more. Moving up here, I'd like to get involved in any way I can.
One last thing, where can people find you at?
Well, our music, wherever you want. We got it on all major streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. We're on Amazon, I believe, Deezer, Tidal, all those. On our Bandcamp page, we have CDs and T-shirts and cassette tapes for sale. And you can buy the digital MP3s of the album as well. Really, we're everywhere. You can't escape us. We're up.
Thank you so much for joining me today on Gyno. Congratulations on the signing, on the new release, all your continued success. And we'll stay in touch. We'll bring our minds together, have a lot of fun, and we'll definitely have to have you on Gyno again here in the near future.
Always a pleasure, Brett. Thank you so much for having me.
Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation. This is Justin Woodmansey from the band Alamantra, and you are listening to Gyno.
For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
God is alive, magic is afoot. God is alive, magic is afoot. God is afoot, magic is alive. Life is afoot. Magic never died. God never sickened. Many poor men lied. Many sick men lied. Magic never weakened. Magic never hid. Magic always ruled. God is afoot. God never died. God was ruler, though his funeral lengthened, though his mourners thickened. Magic never fled, though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. Though his words were twisted, the naked magic thrived. Though his death was published round and round the world, God did not believe. Many hurt men wondered, many struck men bled. Magic never faltered, magic always led. Many stones were rolled, but God would not lie down. Many wild men lied, many fat men listened. Though they offered stones, magic still was fed. Though they locked their coffers, God was always served. Magic is afoot, God rules. Alive is afoot, alive is in command. Many weak men hungered, many strong men thrived. Though they boasted solitude, God was at their side. Nor the dreamer in his cell, nor the captain on the hill. Magic is alive, though his death was pardoned. Round and round the world, the heart would not believe. Though laws were carved in marble, they could not shelter men. Though altars built in parliaments, they could not order men. Police arrested magic, and magic went with them. For magic loves the hungry. But magic would not tarry. It moves from arm to arm. It would not stay with them. Magic is afoot. It cannot come to harm. It rests in an empty palm. It spawns in an empty mind. But magic is no instrument. Magic is the end. Many men drove magic, but magic stayed behind. Many strong men lied. They only passed through magic and out the other side. Many weak men lied. They came to God in secret, and though they left him nourished, they would not tell who healed. Though mountains danced before them, they said that God was dead. Though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. This I mean to whisper to my mind. This I mean to laugh with in my mind. This I mean my mind to serve till service is but magic moving through the world, and mind itself is magic coursing through the flesh, and flesh itself is
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.